Hackatug shoved his paw through the bars.
Give me a dagger and I'll cut the ropes.
Clary tossed him a freshly sharpened knife from Redwall's kitchen.
What hell, you old villain? Chop away at the back of the cage, would you?
A spear took time in the right foot paw. Gritting his teeth, he wrenched it out and hailed it back, wounding its thrower.
Oh, well, no more running for me today, what?
Rosie stopped the charging rat with her lance points.
Hate to remind you, old thing, but we didn't come here to run.
Clary whacked out fiercely, breaking her leg with a heavy yew bow.
Famous last stand, what? Go out in a blaze of glory and all that. Right, chaps, another quick volley and give him a shout to let him know we've arrived. Fire!
Three arrows flew from the longbows into the seething rat pack. Packatug slashed frenziedly at the remaining rope lashings in the back of the cage. The bindings parted and a section of the woodwork fell away. The oar slaves huddled dumbly in a group. He pushed through them, tugging at the back of Clary's belt through the front bars.
I've done it! Part of the back's fallen down!
Colonel Clary winced as an arrow took him in the shoulder.
Wait till the squirrels arrive, old thing. Then follow them. Take all the slaves and stick close to them, no matter what.
Clary threw back his head and yelled,
Groof, Tom, Tree Rose, now!
Tom was kneeling, wounded in both footpaws. He bravely held his bow horizontally, firing as rapidly as his dwindling quiver of arrows permitted. Glancing back, he saw the three Redwall squiddles herding the timid ore slaves out through the broken cage into the woodlands. Rosie was throttling a struggling rat on her bowstring as Clary held off the mob with a lance held in each paw.
Mission accomplished, eh, Rosie, old scout?
Rather!
Standing at the back of the crew, Greypatch ran around belabouring with the flat of his sword as he roared hoarsely.
Get into him! Come on, you sluggards! Rush him!
Frink took aim and skillfully threw a long dagger.
Go on him! I wounded the big one in the ribs!
The grin of triumph froze on his face as an oak arrow found him. Time tugged at Clary's leg.
Out of arrows, old sport! Get me up on my pins and give me a lance!
Packatug assisted in getting Time upright. Clary glared at him.
Where did you come from, mister? You were supposed to escape with the rest. I won't stand for insubordination, you know.
Armed with a sea-rat cutlass and a spear, the squiddle growled dangerously.
I'm stopping here, see? Don't like sea-rats. Dirty vermin beat me and made sport of me. No beast does that to Packatug. I'll teach him.
Rosie flinched as a sword caught her high on the cheek.
Good! For you, Packer, nasty old rogue, give 'em vinegar.
Flinging their empty quivers and longbows into the faces of the rats, the long patrol brandished daggers and lances. Charging forward, they carried the battle straight into the ranks of the enemy, with Clary calling out aloud.
Nice day for it, what?
Time staggered forward.
Summer's my favourite season, old lad.
Hon Rosie clapped Packatug on the back.
Let's give him one last shout for Salomon Dastron in the jolly old abbey.
Eulalia! Redwall!
Accompanied by an old squiddle, the long patrol threw themselves into the howling mob of sea rats. Not just Flag, but every creature in Redwall Abbey stood out upon the north ramparts, scanning the path in the pale moonlight for signs of movement. Mellicent Flag were armed with longbows. Lanterns flickered all along the wall top in the hushed silence. Simeon, the blind herbalist, stood with the abbot and the Dibbons, their bedtime forgotten in the tense waiting atmosphere. Simeon's voice was barely above a whisper, but it could be heard by many as he addressed the abbot.
What's happening out there, Bernard?
Nothing, old friend. It's very quiet and still down there.
Be they a-coming yet, Maester Simeon?
Simeon patted Grub's velvety head.
Only if you're very good and stay quiet, little mole.
I be very silent now. Shh.
Whatever possessed them to go on such an insane venture?
Mellis murmured to Flag.
6 of ours against all that rotten horde. And to think it was I who urged Colonel Clary to rescue the slaves in the first place.
Flag shook his head.
No, ma'am. It weren't you. Clary had it in his mind to do the deed anyway. He left me a scroll telling all. I burnt it in the kitchen stove as he wished me to. So don't blame yourself, ma'am. They were sworn to fight sea rats from birth. It was their destiny.